Barhead. After a two-year hiatus due to COVID, Barhead's Demolition Derby is making a return, and from all accounts, it will be bigger and better than ever. At least it has the potential of being one of the best Barhead Agricultural Society derbies they have staged, said organizer Ashley Mast. The event, which is entering its 29th year, takes place at the Barhead Agricultural Society's rodeo grounds on Saturday, July 23. It is coming together, Mast said, who is in her second year organizing the event, taking over from longtime organizer Brenda Petruchik. Registration for truck entries is closing in on their limit, with approximately two-thirds of the available slots taken, as of July 13. And while registration has not been quite as brisk for the car category, Mast said it is not uncommon for competitors to register much closer to the event, including the day of. Each heat or category, car and truck, is limited to 30 vehicles. Mast expects that will especially be the case this year, as the event is taking place weeks ahead of when it has been historically held as part of Blue Heron Fair Days, which traditionally takes place on the second weekend of August. The Derby has always been a huge attraction for our community. Having it on the Friday, of the fair, was always a rush for the contestants and families. It also meant a pretty late night, which was hard for those with young families with young children, she said. By having it as a solo event on a Saturday, that means that we can have an earlier start time, plus it is on the weekend, helping us attract drivers and bring in attractions from out of town. As for what people can expect from the Derby, Mast said that in addition to the traditional wild and woolly action of vehicles smashing into each other, organizers have arranged for a few new attractions. For the first 2 hours of the Derby, from noon to 2 p.m., the vehicles will be on display and families will be able to vote for the best-dressed car or truck. In the afternoon starting at about 1 p.m., there will also be a mini bouncy castle village. However, the addition Mast is most excited about is a lawnmower racing demonstration during intermission. It has been a staple at the Fort Assiniboine Hoedown, and I think it is something I think Demolition Derby fans will enjoy, she said. Of course, she said, there will also be several food trucks, a concession and a beer garden for those wanting and are old enough for an adult beverage. At the end of the Derby, people are invited to stay and dance to the music of DJ Nate. Although it is only Mast's second year organizing the Derby, she said the event is very special to her, saying she has been involved with the event, in one way or another, for the last 16 years. My late husband, Marlo, passed away 3 months ago. He loved the Derby and was the one that got me involved, she said. He was a big contributor to the Derby both as a volunteer and participant, and a crowd favorite. His absence will be felt by everyone, but we know he will be there cheering on everyone. He would want everyone to put on a heck of a show for the community he was proud to be a part of. The registration fee for the Derby competitors is $120. Spots are still available in both the truck and car categories, with drivers being able to register right up to the day of the event until all the spots are filled. Although tickets for the event will be available at the gate, Mast said that due to Alberta Gaming, Liquor and Cannabis Commission, AGLC, rules, the number of spectators is limited, so she suggests people purchase them in advance via www.showpass.com/barhead-demolition-derby. For more information about registration, contact Mast at 780-305-6975. Additional information can also be found on the Barhead Demolition Derby Facebook page. Truck show-off occurring on the same day as the Demolition Derby is Barhead's first truck show-off, which will be held at the Barhead Agrena parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine. Organizer Amanda Lambert said the two events are unrelated. In fact, she picked the date some time before the Demo Derby was announced, specifically because she didn't think anything else was going on that day. Not that it hurts that they're on the same day. It's probably better for both of them, she said. Lambert, who also organizes the annual Barhead Pumpkin Walk, said this is for anyone with a nice truck or even a really original model to enter and display their vehicle. If you have a brand new stock truck and it's shiny and chromed out, then enter it, she said. By entering, truck owners have a shot at a $1,000 first place prize sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, along with second and third place prizes of $500 and $250. There will also be some additional door prizes. In addition to the truck show, there will also be a barbecue with proceeds going to benefit Grizzly Trail Search and Rescue and a possible donation car wash. While registrations will be accepted the day of the event, things will go a lot smoother if truck owners pre-register by either calling Lambert at 780-294-9181, emailing her at truckshowoff@gmail.com or by visiting the event's Facebook page. The registration fee is $25 or $27 if you register through the carshowpro.com link on the Facebook page. While she does have some local entries, Lambert welcomes anyone from out of town who wishes to enter the event. "My whole thing was, they're going to fight for the bragging rights of Barhead's nicest truck," Lambert said. "But if they come from, outside of Barhead, that's fine." With files from Kevin Berger, Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.